Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, my loves. Welcome to another episode of God's Food and Message. I'm just so thankful that everybody tuned in tonight. They heard thus what the Spirit was saying to this church. Hallelujah. I know I haven't been on for a minute because God just had me in a quiet season, a quiet and a listening season. But he says, speak, my child. So I'm going to be obedient to speak. Hallelujah. Today's title is called God is Using It. Hallelujah. And all this time that God has been speaking to me in my season of being quiet and just taking in and just doing stuff in the background. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Still doing ministry work, still bringing souls to the Lord, still doing the work of the Lord, but I just wasn't doing a radio show for a hot second. Hallelujah. But God is about to expand that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I have more details, I will release the more details. Hallelujah. But God has been using everything, and during this season, God has been really focusing on my listening. Hallelujah. To be able to listen. He put me in positions to see that people really don't listen. Hallelujah. And he showed me the area where I struggled in listening. Hallelujah. And do you struggle in listening? Do you look at the side of things and not listen to the voice of God or listen to the voice of reason in the situation? Because it could be something that you're facing. Because one thing we need to understand is that we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So we listen to the faith of the thing. The faith of the thing is that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, that I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Who can be against us if God is for us? Hallelujah. So you got to look at the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we got to understand that you can't see some things. Hallelujah. Some things are miracles that happen right away, but some things take some time. It takes some molding. Hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand is saying Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to the world, but be retransformed by the renewing of your mind so you can prove what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. See, God wants our minds to transform. This is about a transforming of our mind, because I don't know how old you were and if you when you came to the Lord, but you have to realize if you had a mindset of the world for as many years that you had the mindset, it's a lot of renewing that you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some people that's been in the word and religion all their life, it's a renewing of your mind that you also need. Hallelujah. Because you have to learn how to walk by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say it's not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit. Everything is a spirit. That's why I say don't quench the Spirit. This is a spiritual relationship. This is something that's personal. Hallelujah. A lot of people know the religion and tradition of God, but they don't know the personal relationship with God. They don't know God intimately. They don't know how he talks to them, how he corrects them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to learn how he corrects us. And as I was reading Esther, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it's so much that's inside of Esther. It's so much that we can pull from there and just speak about it, and God is using it. And God has been really showing me that God had me leave my hometown, go to two different cities where I didn't know no one, but he showed me so much of him. He showed me the favor. He showed me the hand of him. And he also showed me that people see the Spirit of God guiding and directing me. Hallelujah. He's saying that what people knew of me and how people known me to be when I was in the world, when I was drinking and smoking and wild and fighting. Hallelujah. The one that everybody called to be there. Hallelujah. When God sent me somewhere where didn't nobody know me. Hallelujah. Thank you. They seen the Spirit of God. They seen the movement of God. I didn't have to announce myself. I didn't have to explain who I was. Hallelujah. Because God even had me not speaking when I was there too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he showed me that by listening. Hallelujah. See, he showed me the people that was able to listen to the Spirit. Hallelujah. And know who I was. Hallelujah. But also me, and to understand who they were. So he taught me how to discern when in the Spirit, to see the spirits that's around me. Because one thing God called me to do is suicide, but he told me, he let me know that my calling is spiritual suicide. Identifying spirits is not of him. Hallelujah. And when you identify spirits as not of God, you are discerning the spirits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to discern what spirit is not from God. Hallelujah. What is controlling a person? Because it say we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual wickedness of high place. So we need to understand that this is a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. So if the wicked in high places. If the devil is guiding and directing somebody, he's guiding and directing them by a spirit. Hallelujah. And when we talk, when we look at Esther and Haman, I just want to encourage some people today. Hallelujah. Some of God's children just going through stuff. It seems like everything is going downwards. It seems like everybody's attacking you. And it seems like every time you move forward, it seems like you're being pushed back two or three times. But you need to understand that God is using it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Haman 5, I'm going to read a couple of verses. I'm going to start at Haman 5, and I'm going to start at 9. And this was when Haman had set a decree out from the king, because he told the king that somebody was against them. And he set a decree out against Mordecai, because Mordecai did not bow and worship him. See, it's a lot of people that have something against you because you're not bowing down and worshiping. Just like the devil, when he tempted Jesus, when he was fasting for 40 days, he took him up to a high mountain. He said, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world if you will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written that you shall worship the Lord thy God only and serve him only. Hallelujah. So the devil was trying to get God, Jesus, to worship him by offering him all the kingdoms of the world. Hallelujah. See, the devil is getting some people to worship him by what he is giving them. Hallelujah. Some people are not used to stuff. So when they get something of the world, if they think they have material blessings and they think they have what God has for them. But if you're not walking in purpose and if you're not walking in alignment with God, hallelujah, you just have something from the enemy. The devil blesses his peoples too. Hallelujah. He gives them things to keep them on his team so they will think that they have something from God. That's why you got to really know him intimately. Hallelujah. But see, Naaman wanted them to worship, and the king, Esther's husband, had told them to bow down and reverence him. Hallelujah. So Naaman was really mad because Mordecai wasn't even listening to the king. But see, what you need to understand is that Mordecai was the one that told Esther, who told the king when two of his guards was plotting to kill him. See, it's some people that you're working for that's serving you, that's plotting to hurt you, that's plotting to bring harm to you. And like God put on my spirit earlier, the plans of the enemy that he set up for you, how the enemy set up something to destroy you, God will use it to destroy them. Hallelujah. So the schemes that the enemy is setting up to destroy you, God will turn that around and use it to destroy them. Hallelujah. So when you look at Haman, hallelujah, Haman was mad. And then Esther 5 and 9, it say, Then went he the man forth that day joyful and with glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zerah his wife, and Haman told them of all the glory of all the riches and a multitude of the children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him, and he had advanced him above the princes and the servants of the king. Moreover, ye, Esther, the queen, did let no man come in with the king into the banquet that he had prepared, but myself tomorrow, and I am invited her also with the king. See, Esther told her uncle to fast. Because we told him, like, you're put in a position to do this to help out. Because God put you in certain positions for you to bring a change to places. God put in my spirit years ago, to bring change, you have to be changed. And God put certain people in positions to be the change that's needed to be. Hallelujah. In order for it to bring, because sometimes places don't even know that they need change. And so God put you in that position. And then you are the change that's needed. Hallelujah. People feel like it's something that's not right, but they don't feel like they need change because they so used to doing things the way they used to doing things. Hallelujah. And see, when God puts you there, situations happen. Hallelujah. So where the change is needed, you're in the rightful position to bring the change that's necessary. Hallelujah. So when Esther went into the king and told him and asked him, if she found favor in his sight, to come to the banquet. And he came to the banquet, she told him to invite Haman. And Haman was glad, and he went to talk to his wife. Hallelujah. And he was telling front of his friends, and they were excited and say, and yet all the evil mean nothing. So as long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting in the king's gate, then said Zechariah his wife and all his friends to him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak to the king that Mordecai may be hanged therein. Then go you into the marriage with the king to the banquet, and the things please Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. See, the things that people set up against you will be used against them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said his people told him to set up a gallows 50 feet tall. Hallelujah. To hang him on here because he wouldn't bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he said that he did not stood not up nor moved. Hallelujah. So he wanted him to stand up. Hallelujah. Be obedient like everybody else. Stand up and move. Hallelujah. See, God said we're supposed to worship him in spirit and in truth. When you worship God in spirit and truth, you worship a God in the obedience and the truth of what he is, what his word is. Jesus say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. So when you worship him, the truth, you worship him, the truth of who God is, the truth of what God is saying to you. Hallelujah. You're being obedient to who God is to you. Hallelujah. Thank you. So he say he never stood up and he never moved. Hallelujah. So he wanted him to stand up and even move out his way. Hallelujah. Because I guess he felt like a special path was supposed to be made for him. He got mad at all the things that he was blessed to have. Hallelujah. He still was not satisfied. He still was not satisfied with just having been at the banquet. He wanted Mordecai to bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. And then some people that have so much that's put before them. Hallelujah. But they want everything. Hallelujah. They want everybody to bow down and worship because it's not about bringing glory to God or really helping people or taking that position to a next level. Because if he was over all the prince and all the servants, hallelujah, that means he was in a position to make change, to bring change, to be a difference that people need. Hallelujah. See, some people need to humble themselves because God put you in a position to bring change. Hallelujah. To bring deliverance. Hallelujah. But you're so mad that people are not doing exactly what you want to do. One thing we need to understand, when we're walking out God's will, it's about what God wants us to do. Do you know there's a lot of things that God asked me to do that I would not do if I was walking out my will? Hallelujah. Because some of the stuff God asked me to do, it don't make sense. I feel like it's making me look foolish. But now I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, God, because I know that you are greater. Your thoughts and your ways are higher than mine. So it's a purpose that all things is working out for the good. Hallelujah. Just like he told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we need to get to the point where we are focused. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one thing that God is putting on my spirit to talk about on God's reading message is a focused speaking. We need to be focused in the speaking that we are doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you go to Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy, hallelujah, Deuteronomy 6 is speaking about being focused, hallelujah. It's speaking about what God was telling the children of Israel to do, hallelujah, the way he was telling them to do it and what he was calling them to do, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in Deuteronomy 6, hallelujah, when God was telling the children of Israel in 6 in verse number 18, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it say, and you shall do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore to you, your father, to cast out all the enemies from before you, as the Lord has spoken. And when your sons ask you in times to come, say, what mean the testimonies of the statutes of the judgment which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your sons, we were Pharaoh's bondsmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and the Lord shows signs and wonders, great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all the household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all the statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve our lives and as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all the commandments before the Lord our God as he has
has commanded us. Now, we see when we read in Deuteronomy that it said that he shall cast out all the enemies from before us. See, Haman made himself aware of who the enemy was. See, a lot of people don't even know who their enemies are. Hallelujah. See, Marsadia was just walking in God's will because he was a Jew, and he knew that he shouldn't worship nobody but the Lord, thy God, and serve him only. Hallelujah. But see, Haman wanted him to serve. Even though the king made a decree, Marsadia still wasn't listening to the king, because it's some people, we're supposed to listen to leaders and people that's in position. Hallelujah. But they're never supposed to go against what we believe in God. Hallelujah. We're never supposed to put no one's opinion on what someone say before what God called us to do. Hallelujah. And see, we need to understand that. So he was mad about that, and he wanted to kill him, not knowing that the king felt that he was indebted to Mordecai because he saved his life. He told him about someone, people who was serving him that was plotting to kill him. And see, the king, the next day after the first day of the banquet, because Esther said, if I find favor in your sight. See, when Esther and the Jews fasted, God, when you fast and you come before God and you just lay before God, he reveals the strategies and the things that you're called to do. So he was revealing to them what to do. So she knew to do a banquet for 2 days, hallelujah, because God knew. She probably didn't know the details of it, but God knew that he was going to have the king look over them things and see what Mordecai did and see that he was not rewarded for his thing. And God did not allow him to be rewarded when it first happened, because he needed to be rewarded then by him and the one that wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. So it can come about, and the king can see that the man that you put in position outplayed his role. Hallelujah. That he used his position in a bad way. He used it to bring harm to God's children. Hallelujah. Because when you with God, he fights your battle, and no one can beat you or defeat you, because God always wins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to do no work. See, Mordecai didn't have to do anything in it, but just tell Esther what did she had to do, and she announced that they needed to fast, and they laid before God. See, the thing you need to understand, when you have something coming against you, hallelujah, and you know the battle is not yours but the Lord, you know who you go to? You go to the Lord, and you ask him the strategies of how you supposed to do something, how you supposed to, how his glory is supposed to reign, hallelujah, and things will start lining up, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the same thing that Haman had built to kill Mordecai, the king told him to hang him on there. And then when Mordecai had set another decree to allow the Jews to go fight the ones that was, because he offered money, $10,000, if anybody killed the Jews. So he made a decree for people to be able to fight them too, because it was, the date was December 13th, hallelujah, that year, hallelujah, for them to fight. So he made a decree for the Jews to be able to fight back, because the way the decree was, the Jews wasn't able to fight back. They was just supposed to die, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you feel like you're in a situation where you can't fight back, hallelujah, that the people just plan on killing you, hallelujah, just humiliating you, showing you that your God is nothing, but when you serve the true and living God, that you will not die, hallelujah, all the plots and the schemes of the enemy, God is just exposing them, hallelujah, to bring victory, to show glory that he's with you, that he will never leave you nor forsake you, hallelujah. Do you know you don't have to worry? Do you know you don't have to be scared? Do you know you don't have to be ashamed of being who you are in God, hallelujah? So at the end, it was said that Haman, even the 10 of his sons, was hung on there. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, Haman brought death upon him and upon his sons because he laid the foundation. That's why it's good to break off generational curses and things. You have to unattach yourself to certain things that your family, that your parents, and the people that you are connected to have done. The wickedness that's in your bloodline, hallelujah. God have already showed me that I'm a bloodline breaker, hallelujah, that I'm going to speak the truth, that I will no longer walk in a lie and walk in the shame and walk in the victory of the devil, that the devil could no longer be my father, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was my father all my life when I walked in the lie and believe the lies that he told me, believe the lies that he spoke out of the people that I grew up with, hallelujah, and the people that met me along the way, hallelujah, that fed into them lies, that never tried to feed me with the truth of my father. But then when I finally met my father and finally got to understand his truth and built on a relationship with him, got to want to know the love of him, hallelujah, his favorite color, the tone of his voice, the way he talked to me when he cared, the way he talked to me when he corrected me, the way he talked to me when he teaching me. Hallelujah. See, I want to know the essence of my Father. I want to know all about him. I want to know the details that no one else knows. I want him to reveal things to me that nobody else ever revealed. Hallelujah. I want to hear his voice in another level where I can know without a shadow of doubt that he's my Father, that the testimony I'm speaking is for his glory, that everything I've been through is for the glory of God. Hallelujah. It wanted to harm me or kill me. That's why he saved me when I tried to get rid of myself. He said, you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Who can be against you when God is for you? He let me know that you can't even be against yourself because I am for you. Hallelujah. And God wants you to know that he's for you, that he's with you, that you should know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what people said about you. I don't care what people know about you, who you used to be, how you used to do stuff. You got to walk in who God say you are. Hallelujah. Yes, you was that before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How can God save something that don't need to be saved? Everybody need to be saved. Everybody need to come under mercy and grace. That's the reason why a lot of the Philistines didn't receive Jesus, because they felt like they already knew God. They didn't understand that God had them under the law, and they couldn't follow the law to the T. So they were still under the curse because they couldn't follow it. They couldn't be obedient because they was flesh. But Jesus was coming to bring us the Holy Spirit, to come here to die and be crucified, to release the Holy Spirit here, for the Holy Spirit to live inside of us, for us to hear the tone of God's voice, to be able to pray to God. Hallelujah. We no longer have to kill animals. Hallelujah. To offer up blood sacrifices for forgiveness of our sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can just ask God to forgive us and come to him with a sincere heart, because he searches our heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we can pour our hearts out and be honest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to understand that God understands us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wrote something on my post today. It says, speak God's truth. Hallelujah. It's not meant for people to understand you. It's they're called to understand God, not us. So you have to speak God's truth, even if people don't understand you. There's so many people that don't understand me. They didn't understand me when I was in the world. They called me crazy. They called me wild. Most people only wanted me around when I was going to fight for them or protect them, hallelujah, or to take me out to drink with them and then say that I ruined the party because I was the one that always boldly spoke what was supposed to have been said, hallelujah, but I still boldly speak now. So it wasn't the alcohol. God just always know that I was the one that would boldly speak things that no one else would speak. Hallelujah. And now I just use my boldness, the truth of God, to speak the deliverance to people. Hallelujah. To bring souls to him, because I know what it felt like for me to be saved. I know what it felt like for God to come into my life and change me. Hallelujah. I'm not perfect, but he's perfecting me. And that's one thing I want you to understand. Hallelujah. That you don't have to be perfect, because God is perfecting us. Hallelujah. He's perfecting us. He's going to finish everything he begun in us until the day of Jesus Christ, until the day we take our last breath, until we leave here. He's continuing to perfect us. He's continuing to finish the work. Hallelujah. So before you go to sleep, hallelujah, like Jesus said to his disciples when he was talking to the Samaritan woman and they finally brought meat, and he said, I don't want that meat. I have meat of my own that you know nothing out of. And they said, well, who brought him something to eat? And he said, the meat that I'm talking about is to do my Father's will and to finish his work. Hallelujah. Every day before you go to sleep, pray and ask God, Lord, did I eat your meat today? Did I eat your meat? Did I do your will today, Father God? Did I finish the works that you called me to do? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you ate his meat today, if you ate the meat, you did his will, you was obedient to what he called you to do, and you finished the works that he called you to do obediently. See, sometimes we want to do stuff so rapidly. We want it to be done quickly, because the way things is done in the world, if people don't see manifestations of stuff that you brought, that God is not with you, that you're not doing God's will. But a lot of stuff, one thing we need to realize, Sarah was 90, was she 99 when she got pregnant? I got to look at the age. I can't really remember. I know she was, I believe she was. But look how many years she went being barren. But she was chosen by God. to carry Isaac, the one that God was going to establish his covenant out of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even she started doubting herself just because she offered up something to Abraham, Hagar, hallelujah, to have a baby because she felt like she was less than a woman. Hallelujah. Don't let society make you feel like you're less than being chosen, like you're not good enough to be chosen or you're not good enough to be anointed or walk in what God called you to walk in just because what God is calling you to do is not the season for it to manifest yet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because what he's saying, Deuteronomy, and I want you to read, pay attention, it said the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always. He said to fear the Lord our God for our good always. That means to reverence and honor him. When God wants you to fear him, he wants you to reverence and honor him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acknowledge who he is. Hallelujah. Be obedient to what he calls you to do. And he say for your good always. And in Romans 8:28, it's saying we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. So all things work out for the good of them who love God, who's called according to his purpose. And when you fear God, you love him, you reverence, you honor him. Hallelujah. We respect him and we honor him because we love him. Hallelujah. And all things are going to work out for your good. Good means approved of. Hallelujah. All things are approved of by God. So when you're walking in obedience to God, you're walking in all the things that you're approved to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're approved and appointed to do certain things. Hallelujah. See, one thing we need to understand, what God called you to speak, you're approved and you're appointed to speak it. You don't have to worry about if people hear it or if people understand it. Hallelujah. Because God allows us to understand when it's time for us to increase. Hallelujah. See, Sarah did not understand having a baby. Sarah did not understand carrying Isaac. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Until it was time, until she was actually present, pregnant. Even when the angels came and told Abraham and Sarah heard them, she laughed. And God asked, why did Sarah laugh? And she said she didn't, because it was, she was so old. She had went so long without it. Hallelujah. Abraham is telling her what God is saying to her, but we don't see nothing where God is saying anything to her personally. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God can reveal something to you. So God was speaking to Sarah through Abraham, because Sarah called Abraham Lord. So back then, it's like that God was, the husbands was God to their wives. Hallelujah. Just like God said to Moses, I'm going to make you a Lord to the children, a God to the children of Israel. And Aaron shall be your mouthpiece. Hallelujah. And they're going to look at you like you God, but you're going to come to me. But they wasn't really God. So that's what we need to understand. Now God got it to where we have a personal relationship with him. We can come to him and we can listen to him and we can talk to him. Hallelujah. So don't get frustrated when it seems like things is not going right, because some seasons is just longer than other seasons. But see, the seasons that take a little longer, that means something's going to be established. Something is going to touch generations forever. Hallelujah. Because what Sarah gave birth to Isaac, it will touch generations forever. Because every time God spoke to someone, he said the father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Abraham was the one he called and say, separate yourself. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. I apologize, my love. Somehow the call got disconnected. Hallelujah. We have 2 more minutes left on the show. Hallelujah. I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. I pray that you heard that's what the Spirit was saying to the church, and that you'll be able to go deeper inside of God. And don't let any hiccups or anything come and distract you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I could have got frustrated, but I know that I spoke that's what the Spirit was saying to the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start putting up stuff to let you know when I'm coming back. Hallelujah. What days I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And release what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I pray you have a blessed night. You trust God. You pray. You talk to God. And you build on that relationship. And you know that God is using it. He's using what you're going through. Hallelujah. To get his glory. Hallelujah. Join me next time on God's Rooted Message. Go to my page on Facebook. It's called God's Rooted Message. You can follow my personal page, which is Crystal Hug Love Anderson. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I keep you up to date with all is going on. Hallelujah. And God is doing some amazing things for the ministry he called me to do. Hallelujah. And I pray you walk in your purpose. Until next time, I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray even harder. Hug love, my love.